This is Bob Sorrentino from Italian Roots and Genealogy, and I'm here today with two great guests from the Museo dei Cognomi in Padula, Italy, and we're going to talk about what they can do for you and how they help people do research. So welcome, Michela Cotticello and Giuseppina Dede.
Hi, Bob. Thank you for inviting us.
So my first question for Michela is, why did he start the museum and why did he start his research?
The museum was born in 2012 and was born from a long time after he lost his father. His passion, his interest in genealogy was born when he lost his father, and he started to research and learn more about his family. No one could tell him anything. So he started to visit archives and offices. From that point on, and he was 10 years old, he experienced different things in the ambit of genealogy and research. So Museo del Cognome is a family history museum where people can come here and learn more, different steps to take to build a family tree and learn more about family history and back in past. He was hurt at the beginning when he started to do investigations, because the priest could give him access to the archive. So he had to wait for a long time, and meantime he visited other kinds of offices, and he made experience visiting other kinds of town hall with vital records and state archives, until the priest and new priest gave him access to the parish archive to complete some research on his family history. Because that, along the years, he realized it was not easy, because here he was the only one to deal with genealogy, to be interested in genealogy. And every time he started to talk about genealogy, people fall asleep. It's funny, but at the time it was pretty hard, because the internet was not so popular, okay? There were no so many websites as we have now. So he had to do everything slowly, and but he made it. He keep following his dream to build his family tree, and then he opened the museum. The funny story is that first people came here to visit the museum. They told that the museum was about the meaning of a surname. Actually, the museum was about family history. So this was this is the reason why it was hard to let people know and learn the importance of this ambit. And another reason, because the museum is set in a small old town, and we know each other. So no one at the beginning was interested in coming here and say, oh, what are you doing? Oh, I want to learn more about family history. The first question, it was, what's the meaning of my last name? Because that he did all his best to catch people's attention, but it was hard. He tried to plan meetings or festival, but he realized that he had to do something else. So he decided to get in touch with people, with Italians living abroad, to take part in exhibition get in touch with association in South America and the United States, and to try to build a bridge between Italy and the other and the whole world, all the countries where Italians moved in the past.
Yeah, and I think that's important because one thing that I found, and I think maybe more people doing it now, but it seems to me, being here in America, that a lot of Italians don't do what Michele did, that they don't research their families as much.
Because it's true what you said. Doing genealogy is not something you can do every day. There is a reason behind you start to do family history. In most of the cases, a loss or traumatic event. When you don't know, there is no anyone who can help you with the family history. So you need to do research, you need to start learn more, and this is the result behind family history. Michele also said that Italians in Italy think differently as Italians in the USA. Italians in the USA are curious. They want to learn more about the last name. Why my name is American and why my last name is Italian? What's happened in the past? And it happens with everything, you know? When you have something close to you, you don't realize it's close to you. When you lost someone or something, you realize that you don't have this thing or the person close to you. Michele also said that maybe genealogy in Europe or in Italy be different in 100 years because of recent emigration, when people realize about the importance of their origins and their roots. So we have a mix of people, as the Italians in the USA, in South America. We have people in Europe, in Italy, coming from Asia or South Africa or any place around any other country, and they want to learn more.
And I think, you know, if you have a family in America that's been here for hundreds of years, it's easy. Us Americans that are Italian descent, we feel like we've missed something. We've lost something. And that's what we're trying to find.
And the same is happening here, happening here. Maybe you have your grandfather still alive and you don't want to listen to the stories he tells you. But when he passes away and you don't have anything because no one can tell you anything about anything. So that is the moment when you realize that you need to start to research to learn more about your family.
Right. And so now Michele he's written a book and he has the museum. So how would the book or the museum help someone like me in America?
Michele said that it's a short guide, a combination of experience and genealogy, family history research with some tips, with some advice for people who want to learn more and read something different from the usual guide. Your question is a great question, but it's hard to give a specific reply because Italy, from a genealogical point of view, is divided. Every region is different from each other. So if someone wants to get in touch with us because wants to learn more about the family history, has to provide as much information as possible. Details, any detail is relevant.
Yeah, and I think that's true for everybody. One of the things that I know we all struggle with here is finding parish records or finding notary records. And I just got very, very lucky where I found the last will and testament of my, I think it was my fifth great grandfather, who was a baron. And there were 40 pages in this document that described who he wanted to give the money to. So how would somebody start to find that? And is that something that you guys could help with?
When we start a research in a parish archive, the first thing is to learn more about the parish archive. If it exists, if the archive is, how the archive is made of, how many books, if there is some missing register, and where is it, if in the parish or diocesan archive, and learn more how to get access. It's now it's pretty hard now, last year. Mm-hmm. And once you got all the information and you got the access, you can do the research. The research on the parish archive is a bit complicated. It's different from the vital records. Few information, difficult, hard handwriting, it's vulgar Latin, a basic information. Okay. Another thing Michele said, that if parish archive misses for any reason, like earthquakes or negligence of the priest, there are other many collections, like the notarial deeds or any other. For the South Italy, we have the catasto, kind of census. There is also a difference between parish registers and notarial records. With parish records, we still find dates, numbers, names, places, age, basic info, but same like vital records, okay? You can put information about age, date in your family tree. On vital record, on notarial records, the research is different because of the handwriting, because it's not easy to find the specific notary for your family. And with notarial records, such as wills, marriage covenants, sales, you build the story, not only numbers. You learn more about how your family lived, if they were wealthy, poor, and if they discussed it for something in the family. And with notarial records, you can go back with many generations. It depends on the notarial records, if they are available or not. And you can go back up to maybe 1500s.
I know that my great-grandmother's family, Caracciolo di Torturolo, they are in the state archives in Naples, which I know is closed now. But when it opens, is that something that you would have access to?
Yes, actually, the state archives are open now.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, they closed last year during the first months of the pandemic. Now they are closed, and we went there about 2 weeks ago. As for Naples and Catasto Ontario, if I give you an example with Catasto Ontario census, Michele said that it was made for the south of Italy because Naples was the capital of South Italy. But Catasto Ontario census is made of, it's a list of family and properties. But there is anything about Naples because the citizens in Naples, population in Naples, they didn't have to pay taxes. So no one had to make this list, that list. it happens for the other towns, other villages. So we can find one for Padula, Juan for Tejano, for another town close to Naples, but not the Catastonciario for about Naples, because the Catastonciario census was made to have a view of the people, the population, and to tell people how much money they had to pay based on the property, based on the number of people in the family. Juan's living in Naples, didn't pay anything because the capital was in Naples. It's a weird story, but it happened.
That's funny.
Divertente sta cosa che quelli di Napoli non hanno fatto di Catastonciario about Naples wasn't drawn up down, but you can find any other kinds of collections. Depends on the family, if it was wealthy or poor. You can find something about the doctor, something about any other kind of properties, or records about military career. Any other collection?
You know, the records from my paternal grandmother's family, they all say property owner or rich person. My mother's family from Bari were all farmer or seamstress.
You can find a collection for humble families too. And this collection is about notarial records as testament wills. So there is no difference in genealogy between rich or poor. Anyone has its own family history. And Michele also said a funny thing, that notaries was like the priest. They wrote down everything, anything. They listen to anyone and they put down everything. So if you want to learn more about your family, even if the family is a humble family, you can learn more searching for notarial records, sales or marriage covenants.
We'll be right back.
Italian Roots and Genealogy is proudly sponsored by Your Dolce Vita and Dawn Matera, connecting people to their purpose in life and continuing their legacy. For more information, contact Dawn at www.yourdolcevita.com. That's great. So there were two other things that I saw on the website that I didn't catch the first time I looked at it, which I thought was great. And I'm definitely going to send you some signatures. But I believe you also do handwriting analysis if you have a record that has handwriting on it. And then also you rework this stemma or stemmario. I'm not sure which one is correct.
Stemma,
yeah. So how does that work?
Services you mentioned it are services we also offer. And as for graphology, graphology is like math. It's interesting because it helps to learn more about your ancestors. It's important that if you find a letter or any document signed by your ancestor, you have to know that if your ancestor were illiterate, you don't know anything about the character. Okay? So the important thing is to verify if you have something your ancestor wrote, family or letter or anything else, to check it and study and tell something more. Numbers, something about the character. As for the emblems, it's another services, one of the services we offer. Michele said that it's important doing a family history research first, because even if two people have the same last name, that doesn't mean they are connected. And so if a family is if a last name has an emblem, that doesn't mean another person with the same last name is connected to this family with this emblem.
Yes, no, I know that. And I have the research. And I'm going to send you a couple of names, so we'll do that. So the final thing I want to talk to you about, and I think very, very important, and certainly for me, and I know we've talked offline about it, is Italian citizenship. And I've thought about doing it here, but I know it's going to take a very, very long time if I do it here. But I believe it's also possible to do it in Italy if you spend some time there.
It's important to specify something about the citizenship. When someone decides to apply for the citizenship, he applies for the recognition. Because if you have Italian ancestor, you are Italian. You are Italian. You have just applied to get recognized your status of Italian citizen. The most important thing is to research for your family history first, your family life. Okay, you have to search for the oldest Italian ancestor. The important is thing is that he had to die not before unification. Okay, because unification in Italy happened in 1861. So if I give you a second. If my ancestor died before 1860, 1861, I'm not eligible to apply. Okay? And you have to find as much information as possible, all the documents you need to prove your family line. So from the oldest Italian ancestor up to you, with all documents or information, depends that names change, and it's different procedure. This is for the paternal line. There is a law decree in Italy, date back to 1991, who allows people Italian descendants to stay in Italy to apply for the recognition of Italian as Italian citizen. There is another procedure. As for the maternal line, the famous 1948 case, it's a different proceeding. It's a true court proceeding because, you know, there was a law that didn't allow women to pass Italian citizenship to sons or children. It's important to study and check each case. Each case is different from each other.
Yes, no, I know. And is it easier if people want to spend time in Italy, you know, whether that's a month or 2 months or 3 months, rather than go through a consulate in the United States?
It depends on the country and the consulate, okay? For example, the consulate in Colombia is the fastest one, okay? And and the worst one of the worst, I mean, one slowest one is the one in Brazil. If you want to apply as Italian through the Brazilian consulate, you have to wait for about 10 years.
Wow.
In Italy, yes, in Italy it's faster, but much depends on the town hall, on the village, on the town, and many other things. So we always say that it's important to check everything in advance. Okay. Much depends on the needs of the client. If he needs to get recognition soon for any legal reason, or if he or she wants to get citizenship for just to have a stronger bond with the Italian family. Everything has to be checked.
Right, yeah. And of course, every case is different. I was hoping that we could somehow convince the Italian government to let us Americans come and spend our money easily.
Vabbè, lui ci spera che di convincere poi magari il governo italiano a fare le cose un po' più
Ma noi proviamo.
velocemente. Things seem, but it's hard. Our experience with town offices and other offices tell us that there is no standard, regular law for applications for access to get the access to archive. So we work hard, it's not easy if we have experience in this ambit, to get what you want soon, okay? It takes time, it takes time. Italy is a beautiful country, but you have to face with many trouble. People who don't want to listen to your needs or your reasons behind the research. So it's not easy, but we are keeping fighting and working on this. We hope things get better soon.
No, me too. I mean, I was so disappointed we couldn't come last year. We're still hoping maybe September. I got my first shot. My wife just got hers. I know it's more difficult there, but we will get there. And I've met so many great people like yourselves around the country, and it's going to be hard to try and meet everybody, but we'll try to get Padula, or you meet us in Naples, or we'll figure something out. But I really, really appreciate you taking the time to do this, and I know it's going to be fantastic.
We hope the same, because we haven't got the first shot of vaccine yet. We have to wait longer than we expect. We have to be patient. But we hope things get better soon so we can travel, we can do our tours, we can meet people like you and talk about genealogy, family history, and spread the word. Michele says spread the word, the verb spread this ambit all over the world. So we thank you for this chance.
Oh, no, you're quite welcome. And the pleasure was all mine. And I will put it out there, but for anybody who wants to contact you, how would they do that?
Okay. All the people that want to contact, get in touch with us, as to email us at museodelcognome@gmail.com. They can find us on Google if you want to spell the name, because it's not easy for people.
I'll print it out there so they'll be able to find it. I'll put it right out there.
museodelcognome@gmail.com.
Okay.
They can get in touch with us there.
Okay, great. Thanks again. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Ciao.